In the present day, technological advances have helped make globalization a well-known term. However, the imitation and acculturation this has caused on a global scale are not new phenomena in the history of humanity, at least in qualitative terms. For example, the consolidation of Roman power in the 1st centuries AD had a profound impact on all areas of life for the people living within their zone of influence. It even took effect on the most mundane and apparently banal aspects of life, such as the introduction of Roman habits in the kitchen, as people began to use certain utensils and household wares in accordance with best Roman traditions. Although the use of pre-Roman ceramic crockery continued for a significant period of time, these new customs also brought about the use of high-quality pottery, imitating the Italian models that would be reproduced in many different areas of the empire. This phenomenon is also observed within the territory of Hispania, to such an extent that a flourishing centre of production, sale and distribution of these imitations arose in the nearby valley of Nacheridia, in the area Tritium Magalum, close to the town of Tricio in La Rioja. With time, the quality of such imitations, coming from what archaeology would go on to term terra sigillata Hispanica, spread throughout much of the Roman Empire. The name of this type of pottery, sigillata, derives from the stamp or sigillum that the master craftsman in charge of each workshop would print on the bottom of some of the pieces. Of the main characteristics of the pottery produced between the 1st and 3rd centuries AD, what is most notable is the intense red colour, which would turn into an orangey colour as time passed and fashions changed. Production came to an end around the 6th century AD. In the production process, fresh clay was selected and decanted to achieve the best quality possible, and then was placed in a mould. This allowed the clay to be moulded into the desired shape, after which it was fired in powerful, technically complex industrial ovens, before a varnish was finally applied to give them their characteristic reddish tone. Many of the pots were decorated either with simple geometric motifs or with elaborate figurative depictions which included complex scenes, portraying fights between gladiators and many different wild creatures, as is the case of the large vessel recovered at the archaeological site of Uralde. Although most of the ceramic pieces found were used as tableware, in forms as recognisable as plates, bowls, lids, cups and tankards, others were also used for lighting, such as the oil lamps known as luternas, or water bottles for the transportation of liquids.